Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hidden beyond the darkened hills off the main road lies a small town in a county forgotten long ago. Most people will never see it and just drive by. To others, the exit is clear and calling to them. Once they've experienced what's in store beyond those hills, they'll never forget it. Or leave. Welcome to Moonlight Falls.
I really thought we had enough gas to make it.
What did the exit say again?
I'm pretty sure it said that there was a gas station. I could have sworn it said rest stop.
Well, I don't see anything here. Like, actually can't see anything. It's just a dirt road through a forest. Ugh, great. No service either. I don't like this at all.
Same.
Married couple Mark and Janelle on their way to a work conference have unknowingly found themselves in a forest that's not as it seems. Did Mark see the sign he thought he did? Is this the way to the gas station or something else entirely? What will the Moonlight Falls woods conjure up for these two lost souls?
Should we just turn around and get back on the highway?
Yep, that's my vote. I'd rather run out of gas there than here. Where are we?
All right, I'll do a quick turn. If you just look out for the trees and... Shit.
I knew we shouldn't
I'm sorry. I just wanted to make this
Let's
the best...
Let's just figure out what to do next.
No, you clearly want to say something, so say it. It's okay.
Not now.
Then when else?
Fine. Maybe it's a sign.
Where? The last sign I saw was on the highway.
No, us getting stuck here is a sign. We haven't said it out loud, but we both know that this trip, this... conference? It's our last chance to save the business.
Well,
the car isn't even letting us get there. The universe is working against us. We need too many orders from this trade show, and nobody ever stops by the booth with serious intention. They smile, look at the toys.
The drones are more than toys. You can use them for so many things. Like
I know what they do, Mark. You don't have to Shark Tank pitch me. We both have poured so much money and time into this and grown it as much as we can. We haven't made a sale in months. At this point, it's a glorified hobby, so maybe we just let it go? I've looked into the financials.
Sure.
It's not good, and it's gonna get worse, so let's cut our losses. You tried something. I love that. It didn't work out, and that's okay. We'll figure out what's next.
I don't know what to say.
You're so smart, but this just isn't the right, I don't know, fit? I'm sorry if that hurts you, but that's the truth. We have to look out for us.
We've planned, prepared, strategized for this show. We've got all new marketing materials.
The new marketing material is 6 months old. It's not working, honey, and that's okay. The online sales are dreadful. You know all of this. It's a hard business.
I hear you. And we'll stop after this one. If this is our last chance, then let it be our last chance. If we can't make any sales or drum up any kind of interest...
Interest?
Okay, sales only, I promise. We're more than halfway there. We'll get the car up and running and make this last one worth it. Maybe, just maybe, we'll find a little bit of luck, right?
Just as Mark's optimism cut through the darkness of the woods, a light at the end of the road lit up.
See? There's our little bit of luck.
Oh. Wow.
Was it a window? A sign? Something else?
Let's walk over.
Like, get out of the car?
Yeah. We'll walk down there. Our phone flashlights still work, so we'll head over that way and see if we can get some help. A landline, gas, or whatever.
I don't know. I get that we have very few options, but I don't trust that light. I don't trust getting out of the car or walking on a dirt road and through a forest this late at night.
What other options do we have?
Honk the horn and wait?
Well, we've got to take the risk, right?
I've already taken enough risk. Can we please just wait here?
Okay, hear me out. I'll go out there and you wait here. Lock the doors. You'll be able to see my light as I walk. So if you honk, I'll come running back. We've got to try, right?
Are you actually suggesting splitting up? We've watched too many horror movies together. You are well aware that this is a bad idea.
Well, this isn't a horror movie, so we're going to be fine.
For the record, one last time, this is a bad idea.
Understood.
Please come back.
That's the plan.
I know.
We're going to make this work. I love you.
I love you too, you idiot.
Honk if you need me.
Time works differently in and around Moonlight Falls. Mark could have been walking for seconds, for hours, for days. He couldn't see the car behind him anymore, but the light wasn't getting any closer.
Jesus, how far away is this thing? Just get to the light, Mark. Just get to the light. What was that? No, keep on walking, Mark. It's probably a deer or something. Just get to the light. Show her you can take care of things. It'll all work out. Make it work, Mark. Stay on the road. Just get to the light. Damn it. Hello? Is someone out there? Are you from the gas station?
Hello.
Who are you?
He couldn't exactly make out where the voice was coming from. It seemed to ride on the wind. Mark quickly scanned his light along the edge of the woods. Nothing.
Where are you? Do you need help?
I'm here to help you.
Oh, thank you.
Again, Mark scanned the wooded area with his light, looking for where the voice was coming from. A figure standing half behind a tree just beyond the side of the road, face shrouded in darkness, pale and gaunt, wearing a long, dirty t-shirt down to its knees.
Oh my god, you scared me. Are you okay? Are you lost too?
Mark stepped off the road and into the woods just as the figure stepped into the darkness behind the tree.
When I grow up.
He whipped around to see that the figure was now behind him in the road. It lifted its arm, pointing at Mark.
I want to be just like you when I grow up.
Excuse me?
Just like you.
Where the hell is he?
Janelle hadn't seen Mark's light in hours, minutes. Could she possibly still see it?
This is insane. There is no reason he should be out walking these woods. I'm just gonna honk the horn. He'll be fine with coming back. I'll just lean over and tap it to get him back here before he trips and breaks his arm or something. Oh, shit! What the?
The radio had turned on. Just the radio in an otherwise dead car. Janelle tried to turn it off, but the knobs seemed to have a life of their own.
What the hell is this?
Welcome to the Moonlight Falls Radio Hour.
I don't need this right now.
Maybe you do, Janelle.
Whoa, what?
I know that you're sad.
A radio is talking to me. Nope.
Janelle reached to turn the radio off again.
Ow!
Don't tune me out. I have to tell you what I want to be when I grow up.
And what's that?
Not you.
Wow.
I want to be just like you when I grow up. A total failure with nothing to leave behind, just like your father.
What? Shut up. Just stop. You have no idea what you're talking about.
I want my wife to love me, not like yours.
All of a sudden, Mark fell to his knees with a deep pain in his gut. The pain grew more intense.
She doesn't love you, Mark. She's fed up.
Stop. Stop. No. No, please. No, I can't. Stop. I know, please.
It's all your fault.
You were spineless, Janelle. You let him get away with everything, Janelle. He walks all over you.
I don't have to listen to this shit. La 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 la, this is not real. La
he doesn't
la, la,
love
la.
You.
Now you know that's bullshit. He adores me.
But does he prioritize you?
We prioritize each other.
Do you? I don't want to grow up to have my dreams take the back seat to my husband's dreams.
She's gonna leave.
That is not true. Who are you?
I'm you, silly. Mark stumbled back as the figure's face came into view. It was him. As a boy.
What?
As Janelle froze in her seat, registering what had just been said, the car's headlights blasted on. Standing in front of the car was a little girl, gaunt, pale, dirty white oversized shirt. It was her. You're nothing, and I don't want to grow up to be nothing. The two children quickly moved towards their older selves. Janelle pounded the car horn, paralyzing the children as they shrieked in pain. Mark ran as fast as he could back to the car. He heard the horn, but where was the car?
Mark? Mark!
Janelle saw Mark appear out of the darkness and into the stream of light coming from the car.
Get in! The car is working! Let's go! Go, 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 go!
Mark jumped into the car and floored it. They backed up all the way down the dirt road and swerved back onto the highway. Whether it took them an hour or 2 seconds, they never looked back at what they had seen.
What happened?
Mark didn't move a muscle. Janelle had never seen him like this before. He just kept driving.
Mark, talk to me. What did you see? Are you okay?
Mark slowly turned his head to face Janelle, like he was working against something keeping him from her. Clearing his voice like it's the first time he's ever spoken, his empty eyes locked with hers.
Janelle,
what do you want to be when you grow up?
Hidden beyond the darkened hills off the main road lies a small town in a county forgotten long ago. Most people will never live to see it and just drive by. To others, the exit is clear and calling to them. If you wear your fears on your sleeve, Moonlight Falls will find you and ring it out. Whether or not it stays there or you stay there is completely up to you. Happy Halloween.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, Supp's creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. Supp's The Original New Musical from Shayna Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com. The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.